Hey, Rollo. Hey, man, let's do that scene again. Let's take it from the top.
Yeah, okay. Othello, The Moor of Venice by William Shakespeare.
No, not that far, man. Just do the scene, you know, the Christmas scene.
Oh, man. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Use your clothes, prisoner rest. To that nature of your fault be known to the Venetian state. Come, bring him away.
Soft Jew, a word or two before you go. Now, I have done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you, in your letters, when these unlucky deeds you shall relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Speak of me as one that loved not wisely, but too well.
I'm safe, dude. Move over, Lawrence Olivier, and make room for Lamont Sanford, the new Othello.
Hey, man, you're just lying. You're trying to make me feel good, right?
Hey, man, if I'm lying, I'm flying in my mama's own crying. And you ain't been in the workshop but 3 weeks, and you're almost as good as me already. Hey, man, we're going to turn this play out. I can feel it.
Hey, Rollo, hey, who knows what this might lead to, man? I mean, from a junkyard to a neighborhood theater to Broadway to my first motion picture.
And back to the junkyard.
I thought you said I was good.
Hey, well, you are good, partner, but I mean, you ain't fantastic. I mean, you ain't Jim Brown.
Yeah, well. Well, I'm gonna keep working on it, Rollo. As a matter of fact, after school, Marilyn is gonna come over here, and we're gonna go, you know, through a few scenes together.
Uh-oh. Now, how you gonna work that out with your father around?
Are you kidding, man? He ain't gonna be around.
Now, how you gonna get him out of the house?
Hey, maybe I tell him they're having a nudie film festival down in the neighborhood.
Right on. That ought to put wings on his old heels. Hey, well, look here. I'm getting the wind, my man. Hey,
come.
See you later.
Go with me apart. I must withdraw to furnish me with some swift means of death for the fair devil. Now, art thou my lieutenant?
I am your own forever, brother.
Right on.
Later,
yeah.
And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Thanks, boss. Would all this be true if I didn't care for you? You, Bill, can you used to hit that note? Hi, son.
Hey, Pop, you in a good mood tonight, man. What's up?
Yeah, Lena Horne weekend on the 10 o'clock movie.
You're not expecting no company, are you?
No, I'm not gonna share the horn with nobody.
Well, if the movie don't start till 10, how come you're starting so early?
Well, see, at 8:30, the creature feature starts. And Bubba told me, no, make sure I don't miss this one, because this is a good one. Yeah, it's all about creatures and stuff, see? And Bubba told me not to miss it because it was a good one. It's called The Day of the Night Creeper. See, it's all about an army of big bugs surrounding Washington, D.C. And see, these bugs are crawling up the steps, eating their way toward the president.
And see, yeah, that sounds terrific.
Yeah, and that takes me right on up to 10 o'clock. It's just me and the horn.
Yeah. You know something, Pop? Watching all that television, man, is bad for your eyes. You know what you should do? You should take a nice, long, leisurely walk out in the night air. You know, it'd be good for you.
Yeah, out there in that nice, healthy smog. And those friendly muggers. Say, what's this all about? Why are you trying to get me out of the house?
And don't turn on the TV yet, Pop. Okay, well, here's how it is. See, I'm expecting some company. In a few minutes, as a matter of fact, and, well, I don't want nobody around, you know what I mean?
You mean female company?
You got it.
Why, you son of a gun. Chip off the old block. You mean you got some heavy action coming?
Right, right. So, would you make yourself scarce, Pop?
Wait a minute. Look here. Who's the lucky girl?
Never mind who it is. Are you going?
Listen, who is it? Is Jesse May's daughter, is that Jackie Wansby? That girl with the pretty legs and the big pop?
No, look, it's not anybody that you know now. Would you please leave?
I'm going.
I mean, I have to have the house to myself once in a while.
Say no more. I'm going.
Okay, thank you very much. Good night. I'll see you later.
Hey, I ain't got nowhere to go.
Well, why don't you go down to the bar and have a few beers and watch some TV down there?
I was thinking about that, but I ain't got no money.
All right, here's a buck. Good night, Pop.
Well, they got a $2 minimum down here.
All right, here you go. Good night.
That's just to keep the lauderers out.
Right. Good night, Pop.
Now, listen, you want me to be gone about 2 hours, don't you? Well, this won't last but an hour.
Okay, now, good night, Pop.
Say, give me another buck and it's a deal. See, I tips. And look, son, I'll be back at 10 o'clock, so make sure that the premises have been vacated.
Good night, Pop.
Good night. Is it Crazy Herbert's daughter, Evelyn? What you got out here?
Nani, nanu, nu, 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 nani. Nani, nu, nu, na, 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 na. Oh, hello, Marilyn. Come on in.
Hi, Lamont. Hey, I parked my car across the street. Is it all right?
This will be a first for this neighborhood.
You mean my being in your house?
No, your car being the first one on the block with hubcaps. Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Thank you.
Say, Marilyn, I really appreciate you coming over like this. I mean, you know, teaching school during the day and a workshop at night. You must be awfully tired.
Oh, no. This is the fun part. I enjoy it.
Oh, good. Say, would you like some refreshments? Potato chips? Or pretzels? Father set this up for us, and then he had to split. Most likely, he's at the club.
Oh, no, thank you. Hey, you have quite a collection here.
Yeah, Pop and I have been working at it for a long time. But you know something, Marilyn? My heart's not really in the business. I mean, I've always felt that I was cut out for something in the arts.
You mean acting?
Acting, directing, tap dancing. Something better than what I'm doing now. Marilyn, do you think if I really stuck with it and applied myself that I might become an actor?
Oh, Lamont, it's a very tough business. You know, I mean, it's one thing doing it like we're doing as a hobby, but to depend on it for a living, I don't know.
I got the talent. I mean, you said so yourself.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm tall enough. I'm intelligent. I'm good looking.
You're modest.
Right, right.
You want to get started?
Come, Desdemona. I have but an hour of love of worldly matters to spend with thee. We must obey the time.
Oh, very good, my lord. Very
hey,
good.
Of course that's very good. That's because I'm talented, and I'm sharp, and I'm cool.
What's the matter with you, Buffer? Gotta be quiet with him. I know we out here think we're spying on him.
But we are spying on him.
No, we not. We just want to find out who the mystery woman is. I bet it's that Jackie Wansby.
It better not be. She just married Al Hughes' nephew last week.
That explains why she's the mystery woman.
Weepest thou for him to my face?
Oh, banish me, my lord, but kill me not.
Down, strumpet.
But half an hour.
Being done, there is no pause.
But while I say one prayer.
It's too late.
Oh, Lamont. Hey, come on, Lamont. Huh? Wait a minute. You're supposed to be choking me.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want to hurt you.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm not fragile. I won't break. Well, I mean, don't actually strangle me, but act as though you might.
All right, let's try it again.
Whenever you're ready, my lord.
See what they're doing in there, Fred.
Will you be quiet, Bubba? Be quiet.
I've been cruel and yet merciful. I would not want you linger in that place.
Choking the white woman. Do you hear that, Liz?
foreman, let me explain something to you. Now, can't you tell the difference between a real thing and a rehearsal?
A what?
A rehearsal. Something that you practice for a play.
A play?
That's right, a play. Marilyn is the director of this workshop that I've been attending, and we're going to put on a play.
Oh, and I hope you'll come and be in the audience.
You gonna have an audience?
Of course there's gonna be an audience.
Well, you better have the National Guard standing by.
I'm gonna go, Fred. I'm going back to the bar and get me something to drink to calm my nerves.
Well, wait a minute, Bubba. Wait a minute. You don't have to go there. You can have a drink here.
Man, you ain't got enough here in this house to drink for me to calm my nerves.
Lamont, didn't you tell your father about our drama workshop?
He didn't tell me nothing. Now, about this play. Didn't you know Jack the Ripper was a white man?
That shows you how much you know. This is one of Shakespeare's most important plays, Othello. If you ever took the time to read it, you'd know that Othello was a black man.
Othello?
That's right, Othello.
A black man with an Italian name?
He was a Moor.
A Moor?
A Moor.
I know Archie Moore. Yeah, but see, Othello Moor sound like he might have been.
You want to hear about this or not? Othello was a black man, and he was married to this white woman that he suspected of cheating on him, so he choked her to death.
And you call that a play?
Mr. Sanford, may I say something? Lamont has been working very hard at this, and I'll bet you're not aware of how good he is. Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Oh, then I don't have to.
Oh, wait a minute, Lamont. Would you do something? Would you do something from the play for your father?
Well, bye.
Wait, Mr. Sanford.
No, I'm not going to do anything for him. He'd just laugh.
Lamont, you have to get used to this. I mean, your friends and your family are your worst critics. And if you please them, you can please anybody. How about it?
Well, all right.
Good. Mr. Sanford, I think you're in for a little surprise.
I think I'm in for a little nausea.
Now, come on over here. Sit down and just watch.
I'll watch, but I don't want to. Hey, old fella. Will you take your foot off my Chippendale?
I pray you in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am, nothing extenuate. And say besides that, an Apollo once, where a malignant and turbaned Turk beat a Venetian and traduced the state, I took by the throat the circumcised dog and smote him thus.
What kind of dog was that?
Circumcised.
Listen here. Was this play written by a Jewish fella?
What difference does that make, Pop?
Oh, because, I mean, they go for that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? But we can take it or leave it, like they did. You know, and when you was born, the doctor said...
Pop, what are you talking about? You take one little word out of the whole speech and you make a big deal about it. But what about the way I did it? What about my acting?
I ain't gonna say nothing about that. If you're gonna be in a play, use them kind of words. I don't hear no more of that. They don't use them kind of words on television. I'm gonna get me a glass of Ripple.
Hey, Marilyn, let's just forget about the rehearsal. I'm sorry, we'll have to pick another time, another place to rehearse.
What about her place?
What?
If she can come over here, how come you can't go over there?
Pop, Marilyn comes here because the workshop is close by. I mean, it's easier for her to come here than to go all the way home. What's the matter with you, man? Marilyn's all right.
You live alone?
No, I live with my parents.
See, that's why you can't go.
You're wrong, Mr. Sanford.
Where you live?
Beverly Hills.
Case closed.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sanford, but you're wrong. Listen, Lamont is welcome at my house anytime. Well, tonight. Right now, in fact, if he wants to go.
Hey, Marilyn, look, you don't have to prove nothing to him.
Yes, I think that I do. And I'd like to prove it to you, Mr. Sanford. I'd like for both of you to come to my house right now.
Look, Marilyn, he'd only mess up the rehearsal there just like he did here. The only way that I'll go is that if he sits and waits out in the truck.
Lamont, you can't have your father wait out in the street.
Yes, I can.
Hey, listen, it's okay. I don't mind sitting in the truck as long as you give me a camera so I can take the expression off that Beverly Hills policeman's face when I tell him I'm sitting in the truck waiting on my son who's inside choking a white woman to death. Say, listen, now, you sure my truck gonna be safe out there?
What's the matter with you, Pop? This is Beverly Hills, man.
So what? They stealing Beverly Hills?
Now, listen, just make yourselves at home.
Say, this sure is a nice place you got here, Mel.
Thank you. First, can I get you anything, something to drink?
But first, you better get your mother and father, because all of us might need a drink.
Oh, they're away for the weekend. They're not here. I know what you're thinking, Mr. Sanford, and I want you to come back when they are here because I'd really like for you to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm going to see what's in the refrigerator and then we can get started.
Look, Mel, listen, don't, I don't want you to go to any bother.
Hey, you go do some bother, honey. Go ahead and bother some.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hey, you know what's wrong with this house? You ain't got no smell. You know what I mean? It don't smell like our house smells.
You can say that again.
No. I'm talking about the smell of frying coming out the kitchen. You know what I mean? Smell that. Pure white, smell like lettuce.
I found some fruit. Would you like some, Mr. Sanford?
Yeah, I'll take it, Warner. Yeah, I'll take it all.
Lamont, should we get started?
Yeah, you ready?
Hey, wait a minute, son. Y'all not gonna do that play about the dog that had the operation.
That's right, and if you don't want to hear it, you can just go take a walk.
Oh, Mr. Sanford, listen, maybe you'd like to watch some television. There's a set down the hall, or there's one out in the kitchen. Just help yourself.
Hey, Marilyn, don't worry about him. Let's just get started, okay?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Who's there? Othello?
Aye, Desdemona.
Will you come to bed, my lord?
Don't do that.
Have you prayed tonight, Desdemona?
Aye, my lord.
If you bethink yourself of any crime unreconciled as yet to heaven and grace solicit for it straight.
Alas, my lord, what may them mean by that? Wait, let me go back.
Okay.
Have you do this?
Okay. I have but an hour of love of worldly matters to spend with you. You must obey the time.
Oh, very good.
This is where TV is. Eh? You folks were gonna be away for the weekend, so yeah, I just came for the TV.
Take it. Take the television. Take anything you want. Catherine, give him your rings. Just don't harm us.
Don't harm you? These people must be crazy.
I that am cruel and yet merciful, I would not have thee linger in thy pain so. So I will ease.
Look here, let me tell you.
Would you excuse me for a minute? I'm doing a scene here on choking.
I left the hall here. So, and this girl's book.
This is
crazy. Let me take the hand waving around you. The woman's throat.
Rehearsing?
Yeah, don't you know the difference between a real thing and a rehearsal?
I had no idea you were going to be home. I thought you were going to Palm Springs for the weekend.
We were, but we decided to leave in the morning. Rehearsing?
Oh, Mother, this is my friend Lamont Sanford, and he's in my drama workshop.
Hello, Mrs. O'Neill. Mr. O'Neill? I'm sorry we scared you like that.
And this is his father, Mr. Fred Sanford.
Yeah, I met him in the bedroom.
Marilyn, don't ever do that to us again. You scared the life out of us.
Oh, Mother, really, you should have understood that it was just play acting.
Play acting? How can we tell he wasn't really stealing the TV? First, a strange man walks into our bedroom, and then this out here.
What is this you talking about? Strange man? Who's a strange man? I ain't no strange man.
What? Hey, Pop. Hey, look, he didn't mean nothing by that. To him, you are a strange man.
Yeah, and if he come to watch, he'll be a strange man. I bet you anything he's a bigot.
Well, he certainly is not a bigot. We both belong to the Urban League.
I'm getting out of here.
Please, Mr. Sanford. Dad, I know why Mr. Sanford was offended. When you found him and his son in your house, you overreacted.
Overreacted? What are we supposed to do when a strange man walks into our bedroom?
Hey, you go again with that strange.
Wait, Dad, what I'm trying to say is that in the case of Mr. Sanford, you overreacted simply because he is...
Wait a minute, honey. Let me explain him what happened. See, now... You've had other people make a mistake and come in your bedroom before. Say, like your daughter's friends.
Yes, it's happened. Well. It's happened before when I've had people in the house.
And did you say that they was thieves and crooks and were going to do you some harm?
Well, I can't recall what I said.
No, you didn't. But as soon as you saw me, who you call a strange man, right away, you think the worst.
Yes, I suppose I did.
That's why Mr. Sanford was insulted. When you saw him, you immediately assumed that he was after something.
Yeah. Ain't nothing in your bedroom I won't. See, the trouble with you is you're prejudiced.
Maybe I did overreact a little.
Yeah, you admit it now, don't you?
Yeah?
Yeah, you admit it. See, you found out something about yourself tonight.
Yes, I suppose I did.
Sure you did. And next time you find a black man in your bedroom looking for the TV, don't get uptight. Don't do that. And another thing, get some smell in this house. Come on, son.
Wait a minute, Mr. Sanford. Why don't we all finish this off with a nightcap?
Yes, please, stay and have something.
Would you, Mr. Sanford? Lamont?
Well, it's okay with me if it's all right with Pop.
As long as you don't call me a strange man.
Oh, that's all forgotten. All forgotten. Come on, Sanford. Name your poison. What do you have?
Give me a glass of Ripple.
Oh, Ripple? What's that?
That's the national wine of Watts.
Well, I don't have any Ripple, but... Why don't you try a little of this special sherry? This is Sercial Madeira from the estate Blandy, 1860.
Oh, man, what? Tastes like shoe polish.
What do you mean, shoe polish?
Shoe polish, Griffin, Kiwi, Esquire.
This stuff costs $30 a bottle.
Well, you ought to go back and get $29 and get you some real wine. See, you people don't know what's good.
Uh-huh. You people. You people. What do you mean, you people? You're prejudiced. You're the one who's a bigot.
Who's a bigot, bigot?
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.